It's 5 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. This is the Sunday, July the 29th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Those numbers again, 1-855-915-WMFO. Actually, the same number, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you. When I started speaking out about DVT, deep vein thrombosis, I hoped people would listen and talk.
Each year, 2 million Americans are diagnosed with DVT.
Up to 200,000 people die from its complications.
My husband was one of them. While on assignment in Iraq, David died from complications related to DVT.
DVT is a blood clot in your legs that can break loose and travel to your lungs with potentially fatal complications.
I survived.
My brother-in-law wasn't so lucky.
But DVT can be prevented. Know the risk factors and the warning signs.
If you have restricted mobility for an extended period of time,
a prior DVT,
have cancer,
or certain heart or respiratory diseases,
these could lead to a life-threatening complication of DVT called pulmonary embolism.
I was lucky.
Very lucky.
Get the facts at preventdvt.org and talk to your doctor about whether you are at risk.
And that message was brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:15 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm here with Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here from now until 5 a.m. It is 70 degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing you that updated weather forecast sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and which follows the Brown Perspective on Sports. And how do I know that? I host both programs, and so therefore we'll be bringing an update so on the weather, and so you know how to dress and everything else as far as the rest of this day is concerned, and into, you know, next week if you believe the forecast. Okay, right, get right into Major League Baseball. That's dominating sports as far as this weekend was concerned. Yesterday, in the first game of a doubleheader, the Royals 10 and the Yankees 5. And the Yankees 5 and the Royals 4 in that second game. Tigers 2 and Cleveland 1. The Orioles 11 and the Rays 2. Red Sox 10 and the Twins 4. The White Sox 9 and the Blue Jays 3. The Rangers 7 and the Astros 3. And the Angels 11 and the Mariners 5. Over in the National League, Cardinals 6 and the Cubs 2. The Reds 6 and the Phillies 2. The Pirates 5 and the Mets zip. The Dodgers 5 and the Braves 1. The Marlins 2 and the Nationals 1. That game went 10 innings. The Diamondbacks 9 and the Padres 4. The Brewers 7 and the Giants 1. In the interleague play, the Rockies 4 and the A's 1. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2 for 5, scored a run with 2 RBIs. He's hitting .346 on the season, and I believe he's leading both leagues in batting. Andrew Benintendi went 2 for 5, scored a run, got a RBI, and is hitting .298. J.D. Martinez, 2 for 4, scored 2 runs, got an RBI, his 32nd home run of the year, by the way. And it's a shame that he lost that home run in that rained out Baltimore game. But anyway, I think he has a chance of hitting 60, barring injuries. And he's hitting .324, which I believe is third in the American League in batting. Mitch Moreland back in the lineup after suffering some back spasms, I believe. Went 1 for 5 with an RBI, hitting .272 on the season. Xander Bogaerts 1 for 4 with a walk. He's hitting .279. Rafael Devers went 2 for 4, scored a run with an RBI. He also got a walk. He's hitting .245. Eduardo Nunez went 2 for 4, scored a run, 2 RBIs with a walk. He's hitting .255 on the season. Sandy Leone did the catching, went 1 for 5, scored a run. He's hitting .223. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1 for 2, scored 2 runs with 2 RBIs and 2 walks. He's hitting .213. He's picked up a little bit in batting and been driving in some key runs, and so we'll take it. Matter of fact, I guess he's in there just because of his glove. One of the best fielding center fielders in Red Sox history since Jim Pearsall. And when I mention Jim Pearsall, the people, they say, who? I don't have time to go into the Jim Pearsall story, but it was quite a career. And, you know, other guys, if you go back further than that, I guess you could mention Dom DiMaggio. And then they'll say, who? But anyway, that's what you get when you're that old, when you're as old as I am. I told someone the other day I became a baseball fan way back in 1946. And that year, the Red Sox won the American League championship and lost the World Series to the St. Louis Cardinals. I believe it was in 7 games. And Ted Williams, who I think was the greatest, is the greatest hitter in modern day history. There have been a lot of other guys who hit 400, but that was when in the dead ball area, and weren't as many great players and pitchers as they are in recent times. And he hurt his elbow in the All-Star game. And so, therefore, I think that certainly affected his batting. But the Red Sox hung in there and lost on a surprise score from second base on a single. That Johnny Pesky sort of bobbled the ball, or held the ball, and Slaw just kept on running and scored the winning run. So, there you go. How about that for a little bit of Major League Baseball history? That'll wake you up, right? Okay, for the Red Sox yesterday, Rick Porcello went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He walked 1. He struck out 5. He has a 4.03 ERA, and I believe he has 12 wins and 4 losses on the season. Thornburg came in, pitched an inning, struck out 1. He has a 5.8. No, actually, I guess it was Hembree came in, pitched an inning in the third. He gave up 1 hit, struck out 1. He has a 3.74 ERA. Thornburg came in, pitched an inning, struck out 1. He has a 5.87 ERA. And Kelly came back with an inning with 1 hit, 2 strikeouts, no runs. And he has a 4.68 ERA. He's been struggling. For a guy that can throw 100, how can you struggle unless you're having control problems? But they've been hitting him, from what I understand. And so, therefore, he was not doing as well as we would like. But anyway, he bounced back yesterday. And in the American League East, the Red Sox are 73-33, 40 games above 500 with a .689 percentage. And the Yankees split at doubleheader, so we gained a half a game on the Yankees. They're 66-37. And I didn't write it down, but I understand that the Yankees picked up a first baseman from the Cardinals, who I never heard of. So I don't know how impactful he's going to be. But they've been trading and paying out big bucks, like the old George Steinbrenner days, doing their best to stay close to the Red Sox. But Dombrowski has been doing a fantastic job, adding pieces here and there without breaking the bank. So hopefully we can continue our present stretch of great baseball right into the World Series and through it. But you got to remember that the Astros, world champion Houston Astros, still right there. I think they have the third best record in the American League, and certainly going to win out there in the West. So we're going to have to face them sooner or later. I don't see them going down before they get to us, or before we get a chance to play them, I guess I should say. Okay, it's 4:22 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Also, multicasting on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, and on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Oh, you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. Okay, 4:23 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Brown Perspective on Sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. We'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. No smoke signals, I'm sorry. And you can't beat the drums. You're going to disturb all the neighbors. So you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. That's a threat.
More than 23 million of our children and adolescents are overweight or obese, putting them at higher risk for serious health problems. I'm Massachusetts State Representative Kim Ferguson. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to promote policies that make it easier for children and families to eat healthy and be more physically active in our schools and neighborhoods. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 428, the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Both of them will get you to me. Okay, I was talking with my good friend Joanne Kesey, who is now on the air before me here on Sunday mornings. Hopefully she'll get used to this early morning hour. She was usually on Mondays for quite a while here on the station with Celtic Dawn, and I forget the name of her other program. I apologize. But anyway, she's now going to be a Sunday morning person. I won't go into all the details. But, you know, the thing with that is that, you know, hopefully we have some kind of audience when we're here for quite a while. And they get used to tuning in at a certain time and hearing their favorite kind of music. And now she's moved from Monday to Sunday. And I don't know how she can contact her audience. Since she's been on the air here at station for quite a while. Not as long as I have, but no one's been here as long as I have. But anyway, that's part of the problem. You know, we have a parking situation. And so therefore it made it difficult. I guess it's going to make it difficult for all the people who used to park in the back of the building. And that's no longer ours. It's restricted to Tufts University vehicles, and so therefore, during the week, trying to find a place to park nearby, having to pay to park in the major parking garage, and then walk from there to here. It's quite a bit you're asking for us old folks. But anyway, so she's on Monday to avoid all. She's on Sunday now to avoid all that parking problems, and so it's glad to have someone. As I was telling her, to have someone on in front of me who knows what they're doing. This is just my own problem. So you know, we've had a situation where present DJs train new DJs, and yeah, I guess for the most part it's okay, but if you never had a program where there was no one on after you, there are certain things you have to do to the control panel here and the computer and everything else to make it easier for the next, well, to get the computer music running until the next human being comes into the station. Well, I guess when we get artificial intelligence and the robot, they won't need this anymore anyway. But anyway, that's another story. And so, therefore, sometimes I come in here, there's no one on before me, and the person who was on the last program that was on, probably 2 or 3 hours before I get here, most of them don't know what to do with the board when no one comes in after them. And so I got to figure out, sometimes I'm old school and I play CDs, and so therefore, since they get everything off their computer, they generally, if they have friends in the studio with them, they have about all the microphones turned on and all of the CDs turned off. And so I've got to reset the board. Usually I'm a little late getting into my Brown Perspective on Sports program. So thank you, Joanne, if you're listening. I know it's going to be a little problem for your audience to probably find out where you are, but hopefully you enjoy this new hour, get used to it, and she said once she gets used to it, perhaps she'll stop by and stay in here for a while, we'll talk sports. I haven't had someone to talk to as a guest in quite a while. And I can't blame people for that. You know, it's an ungodly hour. And I did it for God. When I was associate pastor at a church in Cambridge, had to get up in the early hour and get on the air and get off so I can get back home, get some breakfast, and get to church. Now that I don't have those responsibilities anymore, I can go home, get a leisurely breakfast, and take a nap until maybe about 1 o'clock, noon time, or whatever. Okay, 4:33. You don't want to hear my personal story, but anyway, we're glad to have Joanne on board. And all you Monday morning people who are going to be listening for Monday morning song, I guess we have to revise the song and call it Sunday morning. But anyway, whatever. Welcome aboard, Joanne. 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 29th, 2000. I can't believe, where's the summer gone? Sunday, July the 29th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. So I'm going to talk Mookie Betts versus Trout of the Angels. I'm not downplaying Trout, and the fact that he plays on the West Coast, and by the time their games are on, you know, we're all snoring over here on the East Coast, so don't get to see him that much. But you can't dispute his numbers. He's been awesome throughout his career. And Mookie had an off year last year. I think they said he'd become more aggressive at the plate. And it's been right up there in home runs as well. And is leading the league. And so this year, I'm championing Mookie Betts for MVP. He had his first walk-off home run on Saturday. He had his first walk-off home run on Friday. The way he's going with leadoff home runs to start the game, I think he has a good shot of catching Ricky Henderson, who I believe holds the record for the most leadoff home runs in the history of Major League Baseball. What that record is, I should find out before I start talking about it, right? But I'll get a chance to dig into the archives and find out what the record is and how close Mookie Betts is to that, because he's been hitting quite a few leadoff home runs in his brief career. But this year, I champion Mookie Betts for MVP primarily because he's playing with a contender. I think it's much easier for Trout out there to put up big numbers because the Angels aren't going anywhere. They haven't been going anywhere in quite a while. I'm saying that doesn't make it any that much easier, but it's still, it's a lot easier to come up there and do big things when there is no real pressure on you. And obviously, with the team that he has out there, he's the guy that they concentrate on. Other pitchers concentrate on, and so therefore his numbers are very good without a doubt. Certainly MVP last year. This year, I think Mookie has a great shot. The year before, when they were 1-2, Trout got it and Mookie came in second. It was debatable. I thought Mookie had a good shot that year too, but I don't think he's as well known Trout was, and so therefore recognition played a big part as far as the voting was concerned, as it looked like right now. Okay, 4:37 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in a sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
If a disease caused suffering, missed work days, even death, would it be real? Well, depression is real and affects over 19 million Americans. Fortunately, hope is real too, because science has developed effective treatments that can lead to recovery. For the real facts about depression, visit depressionisreal.org. Supported by many organizations, including the American Psychiatric Foundation, the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, the National Medical Association, and the National Urban League.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:42 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, if you're a horse racing aficionado, some sad news, I guess. Triple Crown winner Justify has been retired because of some leg problems. And I guess too valuable a horse, I guess, if you're going to talk about the breeding part of it. But, you know, I was impressed by the way he won the Triple Crown Kentucky Derby on a rainy, sloppy track. Got out there and held off everybody else as they challenged him down the stretch. And then in the Preakness, another rainy, sloppy track, won that one, a much shorter race, but he held in there and won that one. And then in the Belmont, the big one, which a lot of other horses sort of skip or prepare by skipping the Preakness and whatever, he won that one handily as well. And so, therefore, a Triple Crown winner doesn't happen every year. Justify is retired. Hopefully, he will enjoy his retirement like I'm enjoying mine. Maybe he'll enjoy it more, I guess. Anyway, hats off to Triple Crown winner Justify. Yesterday, if you're a basketball fan like I am, the WNBA had their annual basketball game, but they changed the process. And, you know, maybe if you're watching it, I didn't get a chance to watch it because of my schedule yesterday. But there's no longer East versus West, you know, and so therefore you don't know who to root for. Is with the Della Donna team versus the Candace Parker team. And they could pick players from either division, and it, you know, it has no meaning, no continuity. I mean, okay, so someone else is going to be captain next year, and, you know, so there's no ongoing process. And I think they're planning to do that in the NBA this year as well. So I guess they're trying to figure out if it works. As far as I'm concerned, it's a thumbs down. like I said, only because, you know, I like the continuity. I like the fact that, hey, if the East is beating up on the West or the West is beating up on the East, you know who you can root for or whatever. But, you know, this means nothing to me. If you're interested, Maya Moore, the Candace Parker team won and Maya Moore was MVP. But, you know, hey, there you go. 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. This is a Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. And I didn't know it was going to be this slow a sports week. But anyway, I am starting a new series entitled Brown Perspectives. And this is number one in the series. And hopefully it'll provide some interesting commentary. And if you're out there and you're listening, you're awake, you want to comment, the title of this first one is, Do We Boston and New England Sports Fans Have It Good or What? The 2017-2018 Boston Bruins made it to the second round of the playoffs before losing. Under their second-year coach, Bruce Cassidy, they appeared to be a far better team than the previous year, with the addition of some younger and generally unheralded players. The speed of play changed them from that of 2016-2017, but not being a hockey expert, it seems that they improved offensively, but weren't the big bad Bruins of their previous championship year or years. Are they championship material going into this coming season? I don't think so, but I see the no reason why their continued exciting brand of hockey should not continue. The New England Patriots got dusted by the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl by a better coach team since our resident genius refused to explain the virtual benching of Malcolm Butler. We will never know the reason for this strategy, but when you consider how football players put their health and future on the line in every game, you hate to lose a Super Bowl game because of a questionable coaching decision and without a reasonable explanation. Perhaps that's the reason players like Nate Solder, Deion Lewis, and Danny Amendola, along with Butler, caught the first plane out of town. That could also be part, but not all, the reason that Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski missed some of the preseason workouts. But on the other hand, when you consider that Julian Edelman, Dante Hightower, and Marcus Cannon missed major portions of the season due to injuries, perhaps our resident genius deserves some slack because of the job that he did getting to the big game. Meanwhile, it seems that they may have retooled through trades, preseason, free agent pickups, and the draft. None of the teams in their conference appeared to be improved so much that the Patriots' path to another Super Bowl at this time would appear to be in jeopardy. Even with the loss of Julian Edelman for the first four games of the season because of PEDs, they don't seem that they're going to be hurting that much. New faces, new players, but I think a lot of great potential. And we'll see if, you know, here again, health will also be a reason to determine who gets where, but I think they have a great shot of getting back to the Super Bowl. The Boston Red Sox at this date, after getting knocked out in the first round of the playoffs last year, but are making the Yankees spend big bucks and depart with top players from their minor league system to keep from being smoked by the Red Sox. When you consider the injuries that the Sox have experienced this year, the Dustin Pedroia, Eduardo Rodriguez, Stephen Wright, Drew Pomeranz, etc., 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 new manager Alex Cora has done an outstanding job. J.D. Martinez has been the power bat in the middle of their lineup that they lost with the retirement of Big Papi, David Ortiz. Chris Sale has over 200 strikeouts already, and before Erod went down, they had four starters with 10 wins or more. They set a new record for the most team wins by the All-Star break. Betts is leading the league in batting and is hitting with power. Benintendi has reached a 300 mark, and Martinez is leading the league in home runs and RBI and is third in batting average. Now, aside from the Yankees, the world champion Houston Astros are sailing right along with the third best record in the American League, so they cannot be overlooked. But without a doubt, the Red Sox have made this a very exciting summer with no telling how far they shall be able to go. Now, this brings me to my favorite subject, the Boston Celtics. Last year was certainly a thrilling season. Gordon Hayward played less than 5 minutes in Game 1 before his gruesome injuries. Kyrie Irving was blending right in as a team leader both on and off the court before his injuries took him out of the playoffs. The improvement of Jaylen Brown from his first year was outstanding. Then rookie Jason Tatum was our most consistent player in the playoffs. When has a rookie, other than Bill Russell, been the most outstanding player in the playoffs? Rookie! Terry Rozier took over as point guard and had his best season as a pro. And if Shane Larkin had not been hurt in the series against the 76ers, he might have been able to give Rozier the breather that he needed to keep his offense going in Game 6 and 7 against the Cavaliers. So, look at our bench. Marcus Morris, Aaron Baines, Semi Ojeleye, Jabari Bird, and it goes on and on. Daniel Seiss coming back. Mike Williams, the rookie. I would match our Celtics bench against any bench in the league. And I haven't seen Wanamaker and some of these other guys they picked up. So, how far can this team go? I'm just glad that we didn't go after, you know, Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James or anybody else like that and have to decimate what we already have. So, how far can this team go? Nobody knows. No one knows how good this team was without all these other additions. Jason Tatum gets a little stronger, a little more experience, along with Jaylen Brown. Is Brown going to be able to expand his game this coming season? I don't know, but the potential is just phenomenal, to the point where the fact that the Golden State Warriors have been cream of the crop for the past 4 years, winning three of the NBA championships during that time, I don't see any reason why the Celtics cannot match them in the next four seasons. So there. But that put some pressure on the guys out there. But hats off to Danny Ainge, Brad Stevens, and company. I'm just waiting to see what happens, and especially now that LeBron is out in L.A. where he may not make the playoffs. When you figure the Warriors and Houston, Oklahoma City, Portland, are all probably better than the Lakers, even with LeBron. 4:52 here on WFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 29th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Cancer Society, 60-Second Breast Cancer Radio. This is spot number ACC-6000, generic.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I couldn't really understand what the doctor was telling me.
This is Kendall.
I felt so helpless. The fact that I could turn to the American Cancer Society for information was truly a blessing.
She called us when she needed answers, anytime, day or night, and when she needed hope.
I know they play a huge role in research, but I couldn't believe everything else they do, like promoting awareness and advocating for mammograms for women who haven't been able to get them. They even offered me support in my own community.
Kendall is a survivor, and now she's a volunteer with the American Cancer Society.
They helped me get my life back. It feels good to be able to share a little bit of it with them.
This is the American Cancer Society. This is how we're making strides against breast cancer. No one does more to fight breast cancer than the American Cancer Society. Call 800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org to learn more.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:56 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. Just about getting ready to wrap up this program. Hopefully you enjoyed what you heard. And we'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. to do it all over again. Okay, let's see. What are we going to talk on before? Understand that the ratings at the British Open were quite high. Television ratings were quite high, primarily because of the, and everybody's giving them credit, Tiger Woods' improving golf game. Hasn't won anything yet, but I think, he finished in third place or fourth place, a tie for third place or whatever. Not that far off the lead, and seems like he's getting things back in order. And the fact that no one has come up, during his departure from being the best golfer in the world, not in the history of the game, and taken over his place. So, I guess he has the old Tiger magic as far as the ratings are concerned anyway. Will he ever win another major? I don't know. Will he ever win another tournament, I guess? That's the question. I don't know. Obviously, his game is improving, and I guess his health is being maintained, and so therefore, who knows what we're going to be able to see in the days and years and months ahead. Okay, 4:58, time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We have more new music and top hits of the year 2018. And so hopefully you'll stay tuned for that program and you'll enjoy what you're going to hear. So until then, it's your host, Donald Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic Sunday and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. And invite you to stay tuned. Great gospel music coming your way here on Sounds of Praise. Don't you dare touch that dial.